Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into 100 Things Every Designer Needs to Know About People by Susan M. Weinschenk. This enlightening book serves as a beacon for designers, illustrating the profound connection between design principles and human psychology. Weinschenk, with over 3 decades of experience as a behavioral psychologist, brings her vast expertise to the forefront, merging scientific research with practical examples. The book explores the nuances of consumer decision-making and emphasizes the crucial role of memory in crafting unforgettable designs. Authored by a seasoned professional who also runs the popular blog WhatMakesThemClick.net, this book is Weinschenk's second foray into the printed word, building on her mission to enhance the user experience through informed design practices. Aimed at product managers, developers, and design or psychology students, 100 Things Every Designer Needs to Know About People is also a valuable resource for curious consumers looking to deepen their understanding of the world of design. Join us as we uncover the psychological underpinnings that make good design truly great, making this book a must-read for anyone involved in the creative process. Things Every Designer Needs to Know About People, the essential guide for every designer from a behavioral psychologist. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of memorable design. Imagine stumbling upon a creation so impactful that it seizes your attention, envelops your senses, and then, like a friendly ghost, lingers in the corridors of your memory for days, months, or even years. It could be the sleek sophistication of an iPhone or the understated elegance of one of Mies van der Rohe's chairs. Such instances of exquisite design are hard to forget and even harder to create. But what if you could unlock the secrets to crafting designs that not only capture attention, but also hold onto it fiercely? The first step towards creating memorable design is diving deep into the mechanics of human perception and cognition. It's about understanding the why behind our reactions to certain designs and the how of our cognitive processes. Whether you're an aspiring designer or a seasoned expert, becoming familiar with the intricacies of human vision, the science behind memory, and various other cognitive functions is invaluable. In this exploration, you'll discover why our brains are hardwired to recognize and make sense of patterns, and how this innate ability can be leveraged in design to create more engaging and intuitive experiences. You'll also learn that storytelling isn't just the preserve of authors and screenwriters. It's a powerful tool that designers can employ to make their creations more memorable and meaningful. After all, stories aren't just remembered, they're felt. Moreover, the notion of empathic design takes center stage, urging creators to step into the shoes of the user. It's about recognizing and understanding the emotional journey your audience undergoes when interacting with your design. Designing with empathy doesn't just make for a good user experience. It forges connections that are both deep and lasting. By the end of this journey, you'll be equipped with the knowledge needed to design with the human mind in mind. This isn't just about creating something that looks good. It's about crafting experiences that resonate on a fundamentally human level. So, are you ready to delve into the psyche of your audience and discover what makes great design truly unforgettable? Part 1. Deciphering the World: The Dance of Central and Peripheral Vision. Picture yourself engrossed in reading an intriguing article online when suddenly an ad starts to flicker at the edge of your screen. Despite your best efforts to concentrate on the words in front of you, that incessant blinking seems almost impossible to ignore. This common experience sheds light on the fascinating way our vision operates, dividing its duties between what's right in front of us and what lurks in the periphery. Our journey through the world relies heavily on both our central and peripheral vision. Central vision takes the lead when we fix our gaze on something specific, allowing us to absorb details and focus intensely. Meanwhile, peripheral vision acts as our situational radar, catching the myriad of movements, colors, and objects that don't have our direct attention but still remain within our visual field. A study at Kansas State University unveiled a curious fact. We lean on our peripheral vision significantly to understand our environment. This discovery explains why advertisements are so commonly placed on the edges of websites. Even if we don't focus on them, they catch our peripheral attention. This reliance on peripheral vision isn't just a quirk of modern life. It's a survival mechanism honed through millennia. Our ancestors depended on this alertness to potential dangers, enabling them to multitask, like preparing food or crafting tools, while staying vigilant against predators or threats. In contrast, when our gaze directly meets an object, we're engaging our central vision, which has a penchant for patterns. Imagine a line of dots grouped in pairs, with slight gaps in between. Intuitively, we recognize these gaps, perceiving the arrangement as pairs of dots rather than a simple sequence. This pattern recognition capability is more than a neat trick. It's a fundamental way for our brains to organize and make sense of the overwhelming deluge of sensory information we face daily. Our brains and eyes collaborate to pick out basic shapes and patterns in everything we observe, helping us navigate and understand the world around us. As we delve deeper, we'll explore how this instinctual search for patterns isn't just a feature of our vision, but is intimately connected to our cognitive processes and how we digest information. This exploration opens up intriguing possibilities for how we process not just what we see, but how we think and understand the world at large. Part 2. Designing Memory. How to craft information that stays. Imagine an invisible river of information flowing around you at every moment, with your subconscious mind navigating roughly 40 billion bits of data every second. Yet, of this vast ocean, only 40% surfaces into the realm of your conscious awareness. The intriguing puzzle for any creator, then, is figuring out how to make their message not just enter but stick within this selective consciousness. To create something that resonates and remains memorable, it's crucial to understand that the human brain prefers its information in manageable, bite-sized servings. Overloading your audience with too much data at once is the equivalent of trying to drink from a fire hose. Overwhelming and ineffective. But what's the optimum size for these information portions? Research highlights the number 4 as a sweet spot. This doesn't mean everything must be delivered in fours, but it suggests a powerful strategy, grouping information into chunks of no more than 4 elements. This approach echoes in the familiar structure of American phone numbers, segmented into small, easily digestible clusters that our brains find easier to recall. Another pivotal technique is known as progressive disclosure. This method prioritizes simplicity and focus, presenting information in layers that the user can dive into at their own pace. On a website, this might look like a structured menu of categories, each leading to more detailed subcategories, making the exploration of information seamless and less overwhelming. But there's another side to the coin of memorability: the phenomenon of forgetting. Strangely enough, forgetting is a crucial aspect of our cognitive process. The ability to forget keeps our minds from becoming overburdened with every detail of our constantly changing world, allowing us to prioritize and retain only what's truly important. This natural filtering mechanism underscores the importance of designing with the user's memory and forgetfulness in mind. By consciously integrating essential information into your design or making it easily accessible for reference, you can create products that not only catch the eye, but also stay in the mind. Navigating the delicate balance between remembering and forgetting is a key skill in the arsenal of any effective designer. By breaking down information into digestible chunks, employing progressive disclosure, and respecting the limits of human memory, you can craft experiences that are not only engaging, but enduringly impactful. Part 3. Storytelling and Structure. The key to unlocking long-term memory. Consider the crammed storage space of your short-term memory, where information jostles for a spot before it's either discarded into oblivion or transferred to the vast expanse of long-term memory. The process of embedding knowledge permanently is a challenge given the fleeting nature of our immediate recall capabilities. The secret to successful memory retention lies in usage. When new information is linked to something already known or is repeatedly used, it not only cements itself in our minds but also begins its migration from short-term to long-term memory. This repetition isn't just a mental exercise. It catalyzes actual physical transformations within the brain. Neurons forge new pathways, making future recollection more effortless and swift. Considering the brain's affinity for organization, categorization becomes a powerful tool in managing the deluge of information we face daily. Design, therefore, should not only communicate but do so in a structured manner that respects our natural tendency to categorize. The thoughtful use of subtitles and headings can transform a chaotic mass of data into accessible, memorable chunks. Yet, among all the methods of conveying information, storytelling reigns supreme. A story, with its intrinsic narrative flow and cause and effect structure, naturally captivates and holds our attention. Our brains are wired to seek out patterns and fill in blanks. Thus, a well-told story, with its clear sequence of events and causations, fits perfectly into this pattern-seeking behavior. Drawing inspiration from a concept that has endured for over two millennia, Aristotle's three-act story structure offers a timeless blueprint for compelling storytelling. It begins with an introduction, setting the scene and characters, progresses to a middle, presenting challenges and paths to overcoming them, and concludes with a resolution, tying up loose ends and offering closure. Utilizing this archetypal narrative structure can significantly enhance the memorability of your products and services. By framing your design within the context of a story, you not only appeal to the natural human predilection for tales, but also facilitate the transfer of information from the ephemeral realm of short-term memory to the more durable domain of long-term recall. This storytelling approach not only captures the imagination, but cements your message in the memories of your audience. Part 4: Empathy and Social Norms, the Human Touch in Product Design. Ever caught yourself smiling back at a stranger on the street, seemingly out of nowhere? This simple yet profound interaction sheds light on a basic human tendency, our inclination towards imitation and empathy. When you witness someone performing an action, such as smiling, a fascinating process unfolds in your brain. The premotor cortex activates what are known as mirror neurons, leading you to replicate the observed behavior. Hence why you smile back. But mirror neurons don't just incite mimicry. They play a pivotal role in our capacity for empathy. This neurological mimicry allows us to not just see, but feel the emotions of others, fostering a deep emotional connection. The power of storytelling springs from this very phenomenon. Stories have the unique ability to conjure vivid mental images and, in doing so, stimulate those same mirror neurons, evoking empathy among listeners or viewers. It's a testament to the human capacity to connect and share experiences deeply. This innate drive toward imitation and empathy also underpins our adherence to societal norms and rules. Consider a routine interaction, such as a friend inquiring about your day. The expectation is that your response will align with social conventions. Imagine responding with something completely unrelated, like, "My auntie likes green." Such an off-kilter reply would leave your friend perplexed, highlighting how deeply ingrained these social norms are in our interactions. But what does this mean for the digital world and product design? Just as in face-to-face encounters, users bring a set of expectations to their online interactions. An uncooperative website or an app that's sluggish to respond can feel as jarring and off-putting as being ignored in conversation. This parallel underscores the importance of designing products that not only meet users' needs, but do so in a way that feels familiar, intuitive, and respectful of social norms. In essence, successful product design hinges on understanding and honoring the human craving for empathy and the unwritten rules that govern social interactions. By envisioning your product's interface as a participant in this social dance, you create experiences that resonate on a deeply human level, fostering connections that extend beyond the screen. Remember, in the realm of design, the most advanced technology or innovative feature is no match for the simple power of empathy and social cohesion. Part 5. Designing for focus, from mind-wandering to flow states. Have you ever found yourself trapped in the seemingly endless loop of reading the same line of text, yet absorbing none of it? This universal frustration highlights a surprising truth about our minds. They are prone to wander far more often than we might think. Research from the University of California puts this into stark perspective, revealing that while we believe our minds stray about 10% of the time, the reality is closer to 30%, and under certain conditions, such as driving on a deserted highway, this figure can skyrocket to 70%. This propensity for distraction presents a significant challenge for designers, underscoring the importance of creating experiences that not only capture but also maintain focus. Consider the design of a website's homepage. A wall of dense text is likely to repel rather than engage, as visitors' minds quickly drift away. A more effective approach involves breaking up text with compelling images, experimenting with typography, and incorporating other forms of media like videos. These techniques can artfully guide the wandering mind, offering opportunities for engagement without overwhelming the senses. Yet, at the far end of the spectrum from the wandering mind lies the flow state, a peak experience of engagement where time seems to dissolve. This state of deep immersion is often achieved while pursuing a clear, achievable goal, whether it's repairing a bicycle or crossing the finish line of a marathon. The key to entering a flow state is an unbroken focus, free from the intrusion of competing thoughts or distractions. It's a profoundly satisfying condition that many seek to re-experience. Achieving a flow state within the context of using a product requires the careful minimization of distractions. The design must foster an environment where focus can flourish, guiding users toward their goals in a seamless journey that discourages the mind from wandering. By understanding and leveraging the delicate balance between attention and distraction, designers can create more engaging, immersive experiences that not only capture the imagination but also encourage users to fully immerse in the task at hand, reaching that coveted flow state. In the following sections, we will explore strategies for minimizing distractions and designing for maximum engagement, laying the groundwork for creating products that are not just used, but deeply experienced. Part 6. The power of goals and dopamine in design. Have you ever felt a buzz of excitement when you see a new notification light up on your phone, or when an email pops into your inbox? It's a small moment, but it packs a punch of pleasure. This feeling is orchestrated by dopamine, a neurotransmitter that activates the brain's reward center, creating sensations of enjoyment and anticipation. Understanding the role of dopamine not only sheds light on human behavior, but also offers valuable insights for designers aiming to create engaging and memorable experiences. To harness the full potential of this dopamine-driven enthusiasm, providing constant feedback within your design is crucial. This principle is particularly relevant in online environments, where engagement can be reinforced by timely updates on a user's progress or achievements. This strategy mirrors the addictive allure of social media platforms, where the anticipation of likes, comments, and other forms of recognition keeps users hooked, eagerly coming back for their next dopamine hit. But dopamine isn't the only player in the game. The concept of goal proximity, or the perception of nearing a finish line, significantly amplifies motivation. Take the example of a coffee shop loyalty card. Given a choice between a card that starts empty with 10 slots and another that starts with 12 slots but already has 2 filled in, most people would pick the latter. Though both cards require the same number of purchases to earn a free coffee, the second card creates an illusion of progress, making the goal feel closer and more attainable. This phenomenon, known as the goal gradient effect, shows how people instinctively speed up their efforts as they perceive themselves nearing a goal. What this reveals is a profound insight into human motivation. The closer people think they are to achieving a goal, the more driven they become, even if the perceived proximity is an illusion. For designers, leveraging the dual forces of dopamine and goal motivation can transform how users interact with products. By integrating elements that provide pleasure and feedback, and by designing systems that make goals feel within reach, you can craft experiences that not only captivate, but also deeply motivate your audience. In the realm of design, understanding and applying the dynamics of dopamine and goal proximity can turn ordinary interactions into rewarding journeys, making your product not just used, but cherished. Part 7: The Paradox of Choice and Illusion of Control in Decision Making. Imagine yourself lounging in a cozy restaurant booth, the remnants of a satisfying dinner cleared away as you peruse an extensive dessert menu. The variety is staggering, and despite several minutes of contemplation, you find yourself only halfway through the list. While for some this abundance might spell indulgence, it notably brings to the fore the complex interplay between choice, control, and satisfaction. On the surface, an array of options seems beneficial, empowering individuals with the autonomy to tailor their decisions closely to their desires. However, this bounty of choices is not without its drawbacks. The overwhelming range often leads to a paradox where, instead of making a deliberate, fulfilling choice, individuals resort to a somewhat arbitrary selection, settling for what seems good enough in the moment. Conversely, the perception of having numerous options is intrinsically linked to a sense of control, an aspect deeply ingrained in the human psyche. The feeling of steering one's decisions is not just comforting, but also echoes a primal instinct for survival, where control over one's environment meant a greater likelihood of thriving. Navigating this delicate balance is a critical consideration in design. The objective lies in offering the illusion of a broad spectrum of choices while subtly guiding towards a unified outcome, thus maintaining user satisfaction without the adverse effects of decision paralysis. For instance, when selecting an iPhone, Apple prompts you to choose from options such as gold, rose gold, or silver. Regardless of the choice, the core product remains the same, an Apple iPhone, thereby sustaining the illusion of diverse options without complicating the decision-making process. Applying this principle to our earlier scenario, a restaurant could adopt a strategy of providing a single dessert category, such as ice cream, with various flavor choices, vanilla, strawberry, pistachio, etc. Rather than a sprawling menu of unrelated dessert items, this approach streamlines the selection process while preserving the allure of customization and control. Embarking on the design journey involves navigating a labyrinth of considerations, balancing user autonomy with the pitfalls of overchoice. By weaving the principles outlined here into your design strategy, the path towards creating engaging, user-friendly, and satisfying experiences becomes not only more manageable but also richly rewarding. Final summary: at the heart of every standout product lies a deep understanding of human psychology. The intricate dance of vision, memory, empathy, motivation, and the often unseen forces behind our decisions shapes how we interact with the world around us. To craft experiences that resonate deeply and endure over time, designers must venture beyond the surface of aesthetics and functionality, embedding psychological principles at the core of their work. This journey through the human mind illuminates the varied ways individuals perceive, process, and engage with their environment. From the pivotal role of vision in framing our understanding of the world to the nuanced mechanisms of memory that dictate what we retain and recall, each facet offers unique insights into effective design strategies. Moreover, recognizing the power of storytelling to evoke empathy and the dynamic interplay between motivation, dopamine, and the pursuit of goals reveals further layers of complexity in crafting compelling experiences. At the intersection of choice and control lies another realm of consideration: the paradox of choice, a phenomenon where too many options can lead to dissatisfaction and indecision. Alongside the inherent desire for the illusion of control, underscores the need for thoughtful design that navigates these psychological terrains with care. Ultimately, designing a product is less about the object itself and more about the reciprocal relationship it fosters with its users. The true measure of success transcends visual appeal or technical innovation, resting instead on the ability to connect, engage, and enrich the human experience. By foregrounding an understanding of how people's minds work, designers are better equipped to tailor their creations to the specific needs, desires, and unspoken expectations of their target audience, ensuring that communication is not just effective, but transformative. In essence, the challenge and beauty of design lie in its capacity to bridge the human and the material, crafting not just products, but experiences that understand, anticipate, and elevate the fabric of everyday life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.